Case number 9692, David A. and Kathy M. Ritter, east of Route 24, north of Steel Drive, being Lot 10, Block B, within Steel Land Development Corp. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. I'm William Schaub on behalf of the Ritters. Again, most of these have similar situations. The Ritters had a contract to buy the property. The contract was in effect. Survey was done right before the settlement. The survey shows that an addition was made to the house in, I can't remember when, and when it was done, it was put 7/10 of a foot too close to the right side of the property line in one point. When you look at the survey that's attached, again, as many homes, it's skewed just a little. The side of the house is not parallel to the property line, and so the back right corner is fine, but the front right corner is the part that's a little too close. The home was placed on the property in 1982, and I'm sorry, I said I didn't remember when, and the addition was added that same time. So that particular encroachment has existed now for 24 years. The garage was built in 1984, and that shows, again, that the left sideline is fairly parallel to the property line, and it was just put too close. It's 3, it should have been 5 feet, and you can see someone's very careful in the back. It was exactly 5 feet from the back property line. It was 22 years ago it was put there, and of course, I guess there's no way to know why it was not put in the right spot, but it's a large structure. Both of these encroachments would be incredibly difficult to correct. Well, the one would be cutting off a corner of the main house, and the other would be realistically be demolishing a very large garage because it's the encroachment along the whole side of it. Both of these encroachments have existed for more than 20 years. Again, as far as I can tell, certainly without any problem being caused the area of adjacent landowners, because I don't believe there's been any opposition, at least placed in the file, and no one has contacted me nor my clients regarding either one of these problems. But again, we're just in a situation where they're fairly minor violations, but more importantly, violations that really can't be changed. I mean, the only way they could be incredibly expensive and incredibly difficult to correct the existing problems, and for that reason, we're asking for two variances on this particular property.
Is it a high building or just something low on the ground, the pump house?
I'm going to have to ask Mr. Lank that question. I don't believe anything was said about the pump house being a problem.
It was picked up after you filed it that the pump house needed a variance also.
That is not in my application, and honestly, I can't, and therefore, I can't tell you. I don't know about the pump house, and I agree. I mean, it is.
Mr. Lank, was it advertised with the pump house, the front yard?
The request for advertisement was for variances from the front yard and side yard setback requirements, so it would include it. We don't list each one; we just list it. We added to requesting a 10.6 variance from required 30-foot front yard setback for the pump house. Also requesting a 7/10 of a foot variance for the required 5-foot side yard setback for the pump house.
Yes, and of course, Mr. Lank, as always, is correct. The notice just says side yard and front yard, and this requires both, but it also fits those particular problems. So if that can be done, I would certainly ask that my request be amended to consider the pump house as well, because otherwise you'll see me back in here again someday.
It appears on a note from the survey that there's a question mark, but the pump house appears to have maybe been built in 1979. I'm gonna put a date on it. I don't know. I'm assuming that's why. But you said the home was placed in 82. Was there something else there prior to that, do you know?
No, because it's funny. We discussed this with the sellers. They were very involved in this process, and honestly, I can't remember. I don't remember. Well, let me try to speak more intelligently here.
Just for the benefit of the board, since some of them are newer members since regulation change. Prior to 1982, for several years, the side yard setback was 3.
3 feet.
For accessory buildings. But this was built, the garage was built in 84, so that was two years after it changed.
And I believe there have been structures on this property for a long time. I think since 1972, it was first sold in 72. And 75 again, but I did not do the history of that particular pump house, so I'm not certain.
So what are we acting on, Lois? The 3 variances or 2?
There's one. There's a side yard for the garage.
Right.
2.8 foot. Actually, it's 1.8 foot. 2.8. Required to be 5 feet is 3.2.
Yeah, 1.8 for the garage.
There's a 0.7 feet variance for the dwelling. It's built at 9.3. There would be a
10.6
for the front yard of the pump house and a 0.7 for the side.
4 variances.
Okay, is there any further discussion or questions? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think of granting the variance would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Don't see where it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief, and make a motion we approve case number 9692.
It's been regularly moved and seconded. We approve case number 96982. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you very much. And I apologize for not having that pump house included, and I appreciate your accommodation and taking care of that.